Hello, and welcome to the clinic. I'm Dr. Trinity. I understand you've been having a little issue with your testicles. You've been in a lot of pain recently, is that correct? Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to lie down on this table so that I can feel your testicles. We need to check for lumps, swelling, or anything abnormal. Okay. Alright, your pants are down. Underwear down now, starting with your left testicle, moving all the way around it. There. Is this where it hurts? Okay, now for the right one. Oh my. No, it's alright. It's perfectly normal to get an erection while I'm doing this to you. It happens all the time in young men. Don't feel embarrassed. Okay, well, I think that concludes my tests anyway. So, we have been issuing a new drug that can ease testicular pain almost in a matter of minutes. I can give you some now if you like, or you can go home hurting and wait to get the prescription tomorrow. You decide. Yeah, that's what I thought. Let me just give you the one pill here. There you go. Oh, here's a glass of water. Swallow it down and we'll see how long it should take for the pain to go away. Normally, we see results in a minute or two. Now, while we wait for the drug to kick in, I'm going to have to ask you a few medical questions. It's only routine for this type of situation, so please do not be embarrassed by them. When was the last time that you masturbated? Yes, it is a necessary question, especially for testicular problems like this. I don't want to bore you with all the medical details, but as your doctor, I do need to know. Over a week ago, wow. You must be saving up quite a load. No wonder your balls hurt. I'm sorry, that was very unprofessional. It's just, you're going to be such a wonderful person. Oh, nothing, just rambling to myself. Anyway, next question. Do you have any fetishes? Yes, this is mandatory. I realise you might not understand why I'm asking it, but it is for your health, and it's okay to tell me. I absolutely respect doctor-patient confidentiality and would never tell any other person about this. Pantyhose, Black pantyhose. You mean like the kind I have on right now? Well, what a coincidence. I mean, of all the fetishes you could have. I can see why you got an erection a minute ago. I see you're blushing. Sir?
So your face is getting all red. Can you hear me? It's okay. Just lie back. Lie down. Let yourself fall asleep. It's perfectly normal. After all, that was a heavy sedative I gave you. Wake up, honey. Wake up. Oh, you were so cute while you were passed out. Now, don't be scared. I know this must look bad, you having your body all tied up like that. All four limbs stretched out, dangling from the ceiling. Such a predicament you're in. And I know you can't ask me questions because of the ball gag in your mouth. I don't like loud boys. But I assure you, all of the questions you must be thinking to yourself will be answered in due time. While you were out, I decided to slip into something a little more comfortable. Do you like it? I know, it looks like a stereotypical witch costume you'd see in a Halloween shop. This long black dress that accentuates my curvy body and the pointed hat that gives me an aura of mystery. But the legends of witches dressed like this are very true, and I like to keep the tradition alive. Oh yes, you heard me right. I'm a witch. I am a doctor though, that part is true. I'm just more of a mystical healer. I use many rare and foreign ingredients to make potent healing potions. Everything from dragon's blood to eye of newt is in my inventory for brewing. However, I have one ingredient that goes spoiled very quickly, so I need to keep obtaining a constant supply. Can you guess what it is? Yes, it has to do with the fact that you are naked and dangling with your crotch over a big black cauldron. That ingredient is the seed of a man. See, I knew you'd get it. You're a smart one. I know you'll give me good stock. Okay, I'm going to start up the cauldron now. Doesn't that look good? All that white smoke coming out of the cauldron looks like it's almost alive, the way it dances around in the air. Now don't be scared. I'm just going to cast a spell on you. Nothing too big. I'm not turning into a frog or anything. On this night, here and now, I ask for assistance in my plan. Goddess, hear me. Aid my plea for the collection of the seed of man. That was a special cast. It's used to infuse certain objects with trigger words to have certain effects on them. In your case, your body is the object. I'm going to say a few words, and these words will have a lifetime effect on your mind. Whenever you see a witch, a beautiful witch, especially if they look like me, you're going to become weak and helpless. You'll find this especially difficult because, well, you have to stare at me this whole time. But your will and resolve will just vanish every time you see a beautiful witch, making it oh so easy for you to submit to my control. I have the ultimate power over you now. Look at me. That's it. Go weak. Give in to me. Good boy. Okay then. Now that you're nice and submissive, I'm going to lift up my dress so that you can get a nice look at these black pantyhose that you fetishize. Look good, don't they? They hug my curves perfectly. You can even see my white cotton panties through them. I bet these are driving you crazy right now. I think it's time for another trigger word. Whenever you see smoke, your balls will begin to fill with cum, just like all the smoke in the cauldron underneath of your poor, defenseless penis. Look at all of that smoke just floating around your cock. It's making those big balls fill to the brim with semen. Oh, I think I see some pre-cum already. Very good boy. You'll produce quite a load in no time. Don't you get too excited, though. We are far from done. I bet you want me to just take a hold of your cock and milk you right now, don't you? But that would be too easy, and it wouldn't produce as big of a load as I'm wanting. So I'm going to do something even better for you. But there is something I need to explain first. You see, there's this thing about the human brain that makes us anticipate things differently from their true meaning. I only say this because, well, you are going to anticipate wrongly what I am going to say to you next. And what I'm going to say to you is, I'm going to make you come using my mouth. Well, that certainly got you excited. I am going to make you come using only my mouth, but my mouth is not going to touch you. I am going to display my total control over your body by making you come using only my words. It's time for another stronger spell. Same effect as before, but it will affect you much more deeply. Smoke, come to me, do my bidding, make his offering more than just a dripping. Powers that be, let me have all I need. Give me all of his seed. Now, I'm going to say a few more words, and these words are going to trigger a response from your body. Whenever I say the word hocus, your nipples are going to get all tingly and feel like they are being tweaked and played with. Some men are naturally given sensitive nipples, but my potions have had a profound effect on yours. They are over 10 times more sensitive than a normal man's. And next, I'm going to use the word pocus. When I say that, all the smoke coming out of the cauldron is going to squeeze your penis, stroking it, and forcing all of that hot, bubbly man seed out. Oh, and I know just seeing all of that smoke is making your balls fill to the brim with it. I wonder how long you'll hold out. The cauldron is getting ready to catch that seed. Can you hear it? It wants it, and it needs it. And last, but not least, my favourite word, and I don't use this on many men, but I think that you are special. It's abracadabra. Do you know what that does? Can you feel it already? It makes you 50 times more aroused. That's right, 50 fucking times more aroused. Now it's time for the real fun to start. Are you ready? Hocus, pocus, hocus, abracadabra. That's it. Abracadabra. Smoke and hocus pocus, pulling it out of you. Hocus pocus, hocus pocus. Alright, now here's the thing. I'm going to give you the option to ejaculate. Kind of. You see, you have the option of blowing your load. You can either come for me, or I'm going to force it out of you with my words. But you are going to come, so that I can own your soul forever, for eternity. When I get your man seed in my cauldron, you will be mine. Try not to think about my tight-fitting black dress, or my shiny black pantyhose, or my white cotton panties that you can see through. You wouldn't want to lose your soul. Or do you? Release means your doom. Hocus pocus. hocus abracadabra. Hocus pocus, hocus pocus, abracadabra. Can you feel it pulling it out of you? Come on, hocus pocus, give me what I want. Oh, yes, that's it. Shoot it. All of that man seed into the cauldron. I want all of it. Give me your soul. Give me your life. You're mine forever now. Your precious soul. All mine. Too bad you're going to see witches for the rest of your life, and you'll see smoke for the rest of your pathetic life. Balls always full of cum, but no way to release. So sad, but that's what you get. You sold your soul for your little orgasm. Poor thing. Oh well. Just one more to add to the cauldron.